All right. Thank you, BBS, for broadcasting this show. Good evening to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. If you're in the kitchen, please get out of there and listen to BBS or call in live. This is usual simulcast with a conference call. And we have several people here, and another person just joined in. I welcome you. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
Hello, hi, and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening to you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Antonio. Happy
All right.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everyone. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Don.
Hello. Didn't recognize your voice, but...
Gobble, gobble. That's Grandma White Dove.
Oh, White Dove.
That's Lauren's friend, Grandma White Dove.
Questions and answers with the Elohim. That is today's show with Winfrey and Terry Brown and Sedona. Two more people joined in. Welcome to you folks. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi,
Edna. Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Edna. Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Edna.
And
hello,
the next person, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Yes, it's John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
All right.
Good
if you want to submit a question to tonight's show, you can do so by emailing. Let me first welcome those that came on board. Welcome, folks. Three at the same time about. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everyone.
Who was the gentleman?
Yeah. Hey, hi, and everybody. It's Jere from Finland.
Jere, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
We'll get your name yet.
Yeah. And I heard another person, I believe. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to. The email address to submit a question for today's show is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Vin will go through those questions during the show, and he might ask all of them to our sources if there is enough time, else he will pick the most relevant ones that apply to most of us.
We can learn to pronounce ice, we can learn to pronounce yate.
You pronounce it really good. Like.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's it.
Thank you.
Not so hard.
All right.
And after this call is Whole Planet Healing, and if you want to help us save the world, then you should go to that call.
Yes, thank you, Antonio. And you can, that's only per conference call, so not on the internet radio, and the phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250513#. Another guest showed up over here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome to you, Janine.
Thank you. Hi, Don. Is that Don?
Yep.
Recognizing your voice.
On Whole Planet Healing, the more callers we have, the more energy we have to send to Mother Earth.
Yes. Then usually he reads usually an excerpt or he plays the recording from the channeled materials after we mingle and talk in a circle. And we do this when, like I said, reads or plays a recording, where after we do like a planetary meditation, putting things into the love light. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
And on that call, that's where I used to have a lot of panic attacks and stuff. And now, because of that call, I haven't had a panic attack in a long time.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I never forget, Antonio, when you came in first. And man, how that has, you know, seems to me you have become a different person.
Yes.
For the better. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Mary Eileen, welcome to you.
Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi.
Mary Eileen, I want you to know, are you there?
Yes, hello.
You have a reading, right? That's due you.
Yeah, but only if it feels right for you and
No. It feels right. It's just that we have been in a really busy. I mean, really busy. Okay, but we're not forgetting you. In fact, we even feel slightly guilty. So
don't feel guilty, Wynn. You owe me one too.
Plus the timing
whenever you're ready.
Well, it's good to know when you make us suffer. Terry, are you on the line?
He's not here yet. No.
So, do you have snow?
We don't have snow yet.
Over here, I was in the snow today in the Redding, Northern California. The highway closed.
Snow, yeah.
A bunch of hundreds of trucks standing next to the road because the highway I-5 was closed today.
Oh, wow.
I saw imitation snow today.
In the freezer?
I was freezing this in the freezer.
Is MJ Denton on the line?
Not that I know of.
Wait a second. Oh, no, wait.
If you just joined in on BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome to this gathering, questions and answers with the Elohim. You can submit a question to questions@intelligence-infinity.com.
Of course, if Terry doesn't get here, all for naught.
It was we had four J's calling in a row tonight. It was John, Janine, Jerry, and Jeannie. They called in about within a minute in a row. It might make you feel special. I don't know if it is special.
Hey, Wynn. Would you mind telling me again, like on the Sunday call, you mentioned something that could help in my situation, and I couldn't hear what it was, and I tried to go to the Sunday replay.
Is that Jerry? By the way, Jerry, the Sunday replay is now up, okay?
Well, it cut before my answer comes, because it went over the BBS time limit, so it's not on the replay.
You have to listen to the... No, wait a second.
To our replay, yeah.
Did you listen on BBS replay?
I checked the podcast and the BBS I didn't even find anything
okay.
else.
You have to go to the spiritchannel.net, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't cut those off. I let them run all the way through. And the replay is up on that right now, okay?
Until Sunday. Okay. You do it before Sunday.
No.
Somebody else joining? Okay. Spirit Channel. Yeah. Remains. Yes.
Yeah, that stays. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got the whole
okay.
archive. Okay. The spiritchannel.net.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't forget the THE. Spirit Channel.
Yeah,
we had another person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Stone.
What a pleasure to hear you, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi.
Jere, I think you were probably asking about the healing list. Yeah, there's a website you go to or an email where you submit your healing request.
Oh, no, I meant the answer. Wynn was saying, I already submitted a question last time, and there was an answer, but it wasn't a replay, but I got an answer right
okay.
now. Yeah, thank you, Anthony.
On the Spirit Channel, they have the recordings on there.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should get started.
All right. Thank everyone for being here. Just joined in the BBS. Thank you so much for being here. Wynn, I'm going to mute the phone lines. And
you're not going to forget my question?
I don't know. I might.
All right. Here we go.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is November 27th, 2019. And my name is Wynn Free. We have Terry Brown. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you. Good to hear you. And Terry is a channel, and she has an intelligence that comes through her that identifies itself as a hybrid between the Elohim group and the Ra group. It's weighted more on the Elohim, but the Ra group is there as well. And on Wednesday, we have our call where you formulate questions. And we take all questions, usually, although the only questions that are hard to ask or that I will usually pass on are one which have to do with shall we say, the negative, or ETs, and stuff like that. And the reason we don't take those is because this is not like anything you probably ever experienced. Terry becomes a group with the group souls. They don't just talk through her. She becomes one of them. And when they go into certain areas, she goes into those areas, and it's not good for her, okay? We end up with reptilians in the bedroom. So that's why we don't ask those questions. And one of the reasons. The other reason is because some of the stuff is scary, and if we go into it, suddenly we lose our spiritual connection because people get scared. It's okay to find out about it, but not on this call. Plenty of information on the internet to research. So we have a little invocation which we say to bring protective energy while we do this. It goes like this. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has aspect to, has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? Terry, we don't hear you. Hello, Terry. Let's see if we're hearing me.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I forgot
okay.
to unmute my phone.
Oh, no. What a surprise. Right.
Give me a minute here. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is an aspect of the Elohim group and an aspect of the Ra group. And we come to you. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the radio. We come directly to you, each and every one of you. We have the ability to be with multiple people at the same time. And we are here to assist for today. And it fills our heart to overflowing when we are able to connect with the people of your realm. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question I want to ask is on behalf of Terry, who was extremely tired after Sunday's session, where we're going deep into DNA and a lot of stuff. Could you give some reasons why she was so tired? She said she was still tired today.
Terry uses a different part of her brain for the receipt of the information, and she was paying intense attention on Sunday because of the nature of what was being brought through, and she was unfamiliar with the subject, which was the subject of DNA. And if anyone might be interested, they can go back and listen to the replay on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she accessed during the day several, to use that part of the brain to access also paying intense attention to different things. It's like a muscle that gets tired and has to rest to recover its facilities. So that's what happens.
So when she has to access information that is very foreign from her conscious mind, it's harder.
Well, it depends upon the amount of attention she gives to it.
I see. Okay. Did Terry lose her headset?
Right.
It sounds like she's talking on a speakerphone right now. Is she on the speakerphone?
No. No, she's talking on the headset.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, it was just a little echoey. All right, thank
okay.
you. Okay, next question, okay? And this is from John in Las Vegas. Did I ever have children in any of my previous lifetimes on this planet? I think we should also ask, did John have previous lifetimes on this planet? I'm not so sure. But in any case, he goes on, if so, how many children did I have? Where are they today? Have I met any of them in this lifetime? Are any of them alive today? What are their names? Tell me everything. They,
well, we
only if you want to. Thank you.
We do see that you have had different lifetimes, and you have had lifetimes with children, and we do not wish to. We do see that you have met them in this lifetime, at least one of them. However, we do not wish to underline or into the details of this, as we do not have the permission of that other party. We take a look. It's probably 5 or 6 different children that you have had in past lifetimes. And even earlier, like in a very primitive life, and in a life in Europe, you had a boy and a girl, and we see that one of the girl's names was Carolyn in a past life. There are a lot of answers to your question, because there are branches of families. We could tell you more, however, we do not have the permission of some of these other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from, it's very interesting. We got another question from somebody, and they're not a regular on our line. And I have
their name. Do they have a name?
They have their name in their city.
What is their name?
MJ Bruce is how they signed the question, okay?
MJ Bruce, okay.
And the question was a little bit obscure, but I'll read it, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything hidden in my family history that is causing my present circumstances? If so, what? I thought it would have been good for them to say what their present circumstance was, since that covers a lot of territory. But I'll just leave it at that and see if you see anything.
Do you know the person's location?
Denton, Texas.
What city?
Denton. D-E-N-T-O-N.
All right.
I don't know if they're on the line or if they're listening on the internet or anything. Why don't I unmute everybody for a moment and see if they're on the line. And they might be able to key in You know, our sources have to key into your energy somehow. And when you, if you're asking a question and you've never been on the line before, and particularly if you're not on the line right now, I'm not sure it makes it easier for them to key in. But let me see. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Is that gentleman? Yeah.
I'm not that person, but I know that person, and they have been on our calls before. And if she's not on now, she might be. She will be listening to a replay for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know the circumstances in her life that she's dealing with?
No, I don't want to know.
Okay, well, just
no.
Well,
it may not be good to say.
Muted.
We see that you have a suspicion that there was something hidden, and it's something that could the circumstances were created or set up by another person. And we do not feel comfortable to move into those circumstances without the permission of the other person. It is a secret, and as a secret, there are factors or persons that do not wish the secret to be known. And the reason that it is a secret is because they feel that the circumstances and everything would be better if this factor were unknown. So we suggest to you that with the individuals that you suspect are involved, to sit down and to open up a communication channel with these people, and don't ask them directly, but see if you can really establish a better better affinity and relationship, where that to become a confidant, where they would feel like you are enough of a friend and that you can handle things, to be able to bring it, to be able to tell you something about it. Just don't even go into it. See if you can open up the communication and affinity between the people. And if you can open it up good enough to be able to have them share with you, it would increase your relationship, the affinity within the relationship. But they really don't want it known. So that is our suggestion.
Thank you very much. Next question from Antonio. Can you tell me which chakras of mine are open, and which ones need to be worked on, and how do I work on them?
Your foundation and your grounding chakra needs to be worked on, and
you may need to find a very good person that you can share with, and someone who can help you work through some of your deep-seated fears. Someone you can trust, and to be totally open with. We see that it would how to find someone of that nature, a professional, very good professional, would be good. But,
would the person he'd be looking for be a healer type person who balances energies, or would it be a counselor type person who tries to penetrate into the root of, you know, fears, etc.?
Well, it could be the latter, and it could be someone that like the ability to take you into past lives, to release trauma that had carried through from past into this life also.
Okay. Like a past life regression, perhaps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's very loving.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be very careful who you pick to help you. You have to
definitely
use your intuition, because you have to look to see if your heart's open to them, and particularly that you can tell if they're accessing the Christ energy. And people access that and don't really know they're accessing it, okay? So, okay, going to the next question. Terry recently channeled that the Earth has a master being. Could you give more information on that? From Don Herman.
It has more than one master being. There are beings that guide the emotions that help to keep the motion of certain balance and on track. The Indians have given them various names at times. There would be Indian names. The Earth is a multi-family affair where there are multiple beings that are guiding the weather systems, that are guiding the energy of the valleys, the coordinating the various actions of Earth. The energy of the continents, but yet there are really master beings like as the Earth is spinning and as it is moving around the sun, there is a stabilization being that is keeping all of these things in his field, that he can then We search for words. There are words for these things. Keeping on track. So that is a very minor part of it. It's like it's 3D and hologramic. And opening up gateways for for instance, weather systems to go through, to open the gateway for weather systems. So there are a number of beings in coordination, but that a number of master beings in coordination. And they are in charge, have taken charge of the protection and the movement, the keeping certain aspects of it on track.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Where everything, it seems like, in the universe has some kind of evolutionary track. Where did these beings come from, and where are they going? Do humans ever become those beings, and do those beings ever become humans?
Those beings sometimes become human. It is not often that a human will become one of those beings.
Mm-hmm.
Those beings have a very big scope and a very big attention span. It is not easy for a human to go backwards and to expand to that degree.
Mm-hmm. Where did they come from in the evolutionary track before they took over their position on Earth?
Well, as we have said in the past, that spinning brings consciousness to the fore. It brings a consciousness in, into being when the spinningness occurs.
So they are created by the spinningness of the Earth.
Yes, and they are not necessarily in their full, final form, which can be generated as they move through their experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now we have a few health-related questions, and let me just make a disclaimer here that this is entertainment. We are not diagnosing you. We don't pretend to be right. You should see a doctor, or you should go to a professional and take this as perhaps some guidance, but use your own discretion about it. And on that note, I will talk about Jerry Vilnanen from Finland. I had weird pain starting from what I think was a bulging vein in my lower belly 2 months ago.
A bulging
ago.
What?
Vein. A vein in his belly 2 months ago.
Okay.
It spread to many places in my body and got me feeling really sick and drained. Especially the back of my right thigh still feels painful and uncomfortable. Any small stress makes the pain grow intensely and makes me feel like shutting down mentally and emotionally. Doctors have had no idea what it is and just offer painkillers with no solution. Could you tell me what is going on in my body and how I could best heal it and find the right help?
So it just started with a bulging vein, is that right?
in his lower belly.
You have had a variety of health problems for a number of years. When you have a variety of problems, we see that there is a systemic reason for those. It is not simply an isolated area that is a problem. Your overall health needs to be ramped up. We are looking at this situation. One of the things that is to get yourself some pH paper, some way to measure your pH. When your pH comes into the range of the 6 and 7, both 7, you begin to have more negative, more electrons that can then move into your body to begin to repair it. Your vein system, your blood system, is a part and a very important part of your whole system. And your whole system needs to become stronger. Your immune system needs to become stronger. So these things that have come to you that are unwanted can begin to be handled by your immune system, your white cell count, to fight inflammation. Inflammation is a part of what you are addressing at this time. Diet is important. Non-GMO food, non-pesticides is important. Organic produce. You see, one of the major things is to bring your body to a higher pH, to find out what your pH is, and to bring it into a higher range. This will eliminate inflammation, help to eliminate inflammation. Vitamin C is important. A good quality of vitamin C that you can take a higher dose, 1,000 milligrams a day, even perhaps more, to look up and see if more, how you tolerate more. To begin to build your immune system to fight off such such deviations in your body and such inflammation, and report back. And we love it you come here to the calls, and so let us know your progress.
Question, Would a remote healing from Kimberly be helpful?
It could.
It could. Would poly-MVA be helpful?
In very low amounts to start to see how the toleration is. But
I think I asked you that before, right? I think that's what you said. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your question, Jerry. And you might answer this question. You know, I think sometimes when people start getting sick, they start focusing on their sickness. And they don't do things to keep them cheery, like go to the movies or, you know, different things that help them get out of that zone. And I have a feeling that's important. Am I right?
It is important to keep your spirits up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. The next question is from another health-related question. What is the root of the problem of me getting bladder infection so often? I know I have been ingesting foods that irritate it, but I never had this issue before. Is my sacral chakra blocked or weak due to my throat chakra being weak? I have heard these two chakras are connected. Any input on how to mitigate this issue would be appreciated.
And who is this from?
It's from Isis in Seattle.
We thought so, yes. When infections get into the urinary system, it can lodge in the different folds in the tissues. And there is a substance one can take which helps to root those out and to help them to be washed out in the urinary tract stream. This is one of the main ingredients in Digesticure. We will look up the name. It may be Manos.
She said she's taking Manos.
She is taking Manos. That's very good.
Or she has taken it. Okay. Now, she made a, let me see what she said. She made a comment about it, okay? Here it is. She said, D-Manos takes the trick, but it takes days to cure, and it's painful to go through.
Keep taking the D-Manos, as this is a very good substance towards dislodging any infection that is caught into the folds of the tissues. But it does take a while to wash it out. Be sure to drink enough liquid that you can have a better urinary tract stream to dispense with it. If you may notice that the infections become father between, and then you know that you are on the right track. Vitamin C is also good to help to disinfect. We are sending you healing energies, which you can also do to your with your bladder to envision that it is totally healed. It may take while we're if you very much get your attention and focus on it, that it is healed and that the infection is dissolving and dissipating and more, that will also help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. And one more question. Hi. I asked another question about that Don Herman brought up, so you can bring that up again and add any modification to the answer to Don Herman's question. But this is from Jeannie Judd. Now, where is Jeannie Judd? Is she in what city? I can't remember. Is it? It's Jeannie, who's in Salt Lake.
Citrus Heights or something, California.
Where?
Citrus Heights.
Maybe yeah. So. Mm-hmm. We've got like 3 minutes. Hi, could you mute her? Unmute and see what city she's in.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Yes.
It says on the email.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know what? I probably have a case of teriitis.
We don't have to name it that. It's teriitis.
You're right, right under your name, Citrus Heights. Okay. Maybe Terry has a case of winitis, okay? I'm just not as blatant. In any case, I better shut up before I get into any more trouble. And let me read her email. I recently had a very unusual experience while driving on a long upgrade on the freeway. The sun was right in front of the road. And I was driving on and just low enough to be just above the road. It was extremely bright and glaring, and I wanted to look away, but I couldn't do so because I would have had to look away from the road I was driving on and risk an accident. I was forced to keep looking right into the sun and saw something I had never seen before. The sun appeared to be pulsing. And with each pulse, almost the entire sphere seemed to be black inside, with just a ring of fire around the perimeter, similar to the way an eclipse looks. But the black center was not steady. It was pulsing on and off. I am fairly certain I was not alone in experiencing this, as the traffic slowed from 70 miles an hour to about 45. Everyone seemed to be affected by the intense glare. Of course, I don't know if everyone else also saw the black center as I did. I don't have any way of communicating with the other drivers who were on the freeway at the time. They may have been reacting to the glare without seeing a black center pulsing on and off. Was this just my eyes reacting to being forced to look into the sun? Or is there something unusual going on with the sun itself? If it is the sun that has changed, Can you explain how and why? Thank you.
There are two things here. The sun is looking with a different look than normal. It is a special frequency of glare. The other part of it is the eyes, is when the brightness of the sun is moving into the eyes, then it is normal to see dark. In different areas of the sun or in the sun, it is an effect that the eyes have.
Thank you. Is that all? Is that it for that?
Yes. California, on some of the freeways that look into the sun, like the 134 at times, when you're facing the sun, requires everyone to slow down so that they can take out the road.
Thank you. I'm going to put one question in real fast, if you want to take the time to answer it. Any updates on the Cascadian Fault?
We see that some of the things that people are experiencing concerning the nearness or farness of a potential earthquake along the Cascadian Fault line are generated from the things that different predictors are saying. There, different predictors are predicting a 9 earthquake, even maybe as soon as 3 weeks. However, they are not taking into account some of the data that has been revealed from the past history of earthquakes along that fault. They do occur sometimes. Well, they occur often in clusters of earthquakes that are near to each other in time for 243 years or so. However, then there can be times between earthquakes of 1,000 years. It is not a steady every so many years there is an earthquake. It is depending upon various factors, and one of the factors can be the people's prayers concerning the potential. The earth does have its needs. We see that once someone has sounded the alarm, and then other people sound the alarm because of the first person, and then it can magnify people's fear in what they might expect. the different situations, rather than to just step up and move, would be to, in case of a tsunami along the coast, is to be aware of your altitude, your level, and are there any hills near you of 300 feet high that you could move to in case of an earthquake of high magnitude that lasts for a long time, to simply get in your car and go to the top of a hill that is high. In the tsunami in 2004, some of the animals could feel the tsunami coming and simply ran to high ground and were not affected adversely from the tsunami itself. So keep calm and keep your senses and awareness of your surroundings and what your options are.
Thank you. And it is 8:02. I don't know, BBS may have cut us off by now, but if not, we say goodbye to everyone on BBS. And thank you, BBS, for having us. And let me go here and unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Oh, you know who I forgot? I forgot Edna. Edna, I'm sorry. I'll look at your question again, okay? And Bill Carroll,
no,
why are you not? Why are you not submitting questions, Bill? You should be. He's my old friend from Sunglass Days. Submit questions.
You're right.
You know when?
You're right.
Well, listen, when you submit a question, it gives them permission to have a closer look in you, and sometimes that really, you know, works in creating the potential for healings. Okay, so.
Yes.
And so feel worth it.
Next week.
All right. Good.
For sure.
Okay.
And I could use the help, that's for sure.
BBS.
A lot like me.
What about us? Is BBS off?
No, did they stayed with us the whole show until you said the end that they could have?
Oh, they did. Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Now, I don't normally tell individual people to do that, but I suggest to people as a group, even people listening on BBS, if you haven't asked a question, I do give new people asking questions priority. And as you can see, we cover all kinds of stuff. And besides getting the answer to the question, you get it, particularly if you ask a question that's about yourself, where they have to look into your field, it allows you to make a connection to them, increases the resonance. That's one reason to ask a question, okay? That's like really probably the best reason to ask a question. And on that note, let me stop the recording. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing.
This session is no longer being recorded.
712-770-4340. 712-770-4340. The PIN is 250-513-#. And we'll see you there, those of you that come, in a moment.